Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about, some changes coming to the Minnesota House of Representatives.
Right.
Got some retirements coming.
At the end of every legislative session in an even-numbered year, you know, an election year, we always have, a group of legislators who decide they're not going to run again. They're going to basically retire.
Right, for whatever reason. It may not be that they've been there forever. It might be just that they're wanting to do something else.
Exactly, or they're sometimes wanting to do something else involves running for higher office.
True
like
enough.
Some of them are this year. And some of them have just decided that it's time to move on and let someone else, you know, move in and take over. And so this year we have 14 House members leaving. And it's always interesting to see who leaves, and, you know, the parties always watch this carefully.
Sure.
Because it's always a matter of seniority. You know, some of these legislators that are leaving have been in for a very long time.
Some have not, but even so, even if they've been in through a few terms, chances are they've moved up the rungs somewhat in
well,
terms
that's
of leadership.
Just it. Yeah. You seniority leads to things like chairmanships in committees and that creates, you know, a certain level of influence for yourself and for your party. And so it's also interesting to look at this in terms of a rural and metro divide, because one of the reasons that comes up when you talk about the loss of influence, political influence for greater Minnesota is not just that more than half the population lives in the metro area, but also that a lot of longtime rural House members and senators were retiring from the legislature back in the 90s and 2000s. And so it's interesting to look at this group of 14 here now that are retiring. A good number of them are actually suburban legislators that are
interesting.
Leaving. And so you can see how there's that kind of that back and forth. And so this is something that political pundits like to watch quite a bit, because, you know, it can influence a balance of power in the House.
So it's not necessarily just the number of Democrats or Republicans, but really the positions they hold within their respective chambers. So because if you're a chair of a committee, for instance, you get to kind of set the agenda of what's going to happen, right?
You do, and you get to decide to a certain extent what bills are going to be heard before the committee and what are going to be kind of left hanging in limbo for a while.
Right.
And there is a certain amount of influence that comes with being the chair of a committee and having seniority. And with that seniority comes influence and people listen to you.
Well, of course, we're headlong now into campaign season. It's going to get hotter and heavier as we get closer to the fall.
Right.
Well, thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.